Thanks very much, James. You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. It's 21 minutes to 7 on RN Breakfast. Coming up in a moment, we'll hear from one pretty key Gillard backer, Gary Gray, will join us. But first, let's look at the impact of a change of leadership within the Labor Party, which of course means giving Australia a new Prime Minister, and what that might do to Labor's fortunes, because Labor has been, if not trailing in the polls, certainly languishing in the polls in recent weeks. This week, one key poll asked the question, who do you think would make the better Prime Minister out of Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard? The answer was a resounding endorsement of Julia Gillard. Peter Lewis is a director of Essential Media, and it was the Essential poll which asked this question. Peter, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
What do voters think about Julia Gillard as preferred Prime Minister?
Well, if you were to put them head-to-head, we came up with Julia Gillard 50, Tony Abbott 32, with 18% don't know, Labor voters 85-6, Liberal voters 76, Tony Abbott 16, Gillard. Now, the interesting thing is it's pretty much the same result as Rudd Abbott at the moment. That's 47-30, so 50-32, 47-30. So we actually read it as being not a huge difference, but a marginal improvement.
Because you also asked another question. You asked who would make the better Prime Minister out of Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. And Kevin Rudd had his nose in front there, 36-33.
36-33 with Labor voters 56-30. There would be a bit of back the leader in there. The interesting thing is this is not something we do just because we read crystal balls. We also asked the question in February, so we regularly ask head-to-head different contenders. In February, it was 45-26 to Rudd.
Julia Gillard's made a fair bit of ground.
She's made about a 16-point gain, yeah.
From the research you've been doing over recent months, what's your feeling now or declaration now as a pollster? Will a change of leaders change Labor's fortunes?
I think over the last few months we've seen a significant shift of Labor votes to the Greens, and the big question we were saying for this election was how those votes go back on preferences. I don't think pollsters can predict how a change of leader is going to necessarily impact. We can only watch what does happen. What is clear is that the polls have tightened over the last 3 months, but they have stabilised over the last few weeks. But if you look at it, you know, the issue that we see here is the big issue for Labor is Tony Abbott. So whatever happens, the issue has to go back on Tony Abbott. I don't know if you saw the other questions we asked this week, but obviously we did ask the changing leader question on Kevin Rudd, and marginally people thought that it would be a good idea for Labor to get rid of Rudd, and it was marginally like 40-37, but with Abbott, there was a much stronger mood that the Liberal Party would have a better chance of winning if they changed leaders.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, there is an old saying in politics that disunity is death. The Labor Party will be divided to some degree, you would think, after this vote. But they would also, if they do shift to Julia Gillard, which seems likely, they will be electing, making history. Australia will have its first female Prime Minister. Do you think that fact alone will be a boost for Labor, particularly in terms of the female vote?
The key challenge for Labor is to shift the issue onto Tony Abbott, and anything that is keeping the attention away from Tony Abbott is not good for Labor in the current context.
Okay. Once this vote is done and dusted, it's also been plenty written about the fact that Tony Abbott has a problem with women, that women generally don't tend to support him. If he's up against a female Prime Minister, could that make the difference?
Oh, look, I think it's clear that on head-to-head, Gillard v Abbott on women was a much better result. I'm just flicking through to it here, Fran. So whereas we said it was 50-32 Gillard on women voters, it's 53-25, which is, you know, a double support. So, you know, and also interestingly, Green voters preferring Gillard 83-8 over.
So those figures would suggest it could make a shift, at least from some of Labor's vote back from the Greens.
I think it says that a lot of Labor, a lot of Green supporters would like to see Julia Gillard going head-to-head against Abbott, yes, and would support her.
Okay, Peter Lewis, thanks very much for joining us.
Hey, Fran.
Peter Lewis is Director of Essential Media, joining us this morning from Sydney.